This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 4 o'clock here. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, and producing the Outdoor Show this morning is Jace. Our sponsors today, the CCA Star Tournament, the Belleville Meat Market, and Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. All right, weather. Got a little rough during the night, it looks like, and man, that made for some good sleeping. Anyway, 73 down on the island this morning, windy, cloudy skies. They'll become partly cloudy this afternoon. A stray shower thunderstorm is possible. According to radar, it looks like a lot of that's out and away from here. But looking for a high of 79 today with north winds 20 to 30. How about that? A north wind in May at 20 to 30. Goodness. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 68. North winds 10 to 20. And then for tomorrow, partly cloudy, slight chance of rain. It looks like a high of 78, north winds 15 to 25. Come on with it. Very strange. All right, looking at tides for today. These are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have a high that's fixing to occur at the Galveston Channel, 4:23 a.m. It's a 1.4. Then we have a low at 10:15 a.m., a 1.1. A high at 2:22 p.m., a 1.2. And then a low at 9:37 p.m. tonight. An 0.2. 6:31 a.m. will be your sunrise. 8:01 p.m. sunset. Moon phase, 86% visibility. Full moon just around the corner. And really looking at current conditions offshore, that buoy out there showing a north wind at 20 to 25. And Galveston Channel is north-northeast 16 to 23. Eagle Point north at 14 to 23. And up at Morgan's Point, north-northwest 17, gusting to 22. So water temps are all just below 80 degrees at all these areas, anywhere from 77 to 79 degrees. So water didn't cool off too much. It's right where we want it. All right. I'll do it. Weather and tides and everything. Just hang on. Button down the hatches. All right, let's head down to the Tri-Bay area and see what's up with a hammer this morning, Captain Glenn Hammond. Good morning, Glenn. What's up?
Good morning, Captain Mickey. The wind, buddy.
It's here.
Little breeze. 18 miles an hour on this end.
Sustained.
On this end. Yeah, north.
Yeah.
Goodness. And which is going to blow 20 to 30?
Holy. Yes, that's what they're saying.
Holy moly.
It's only a forecast.
Yeah. Well, oh boy, what a week. Hey, man, I got those rims and I got them put on. Got those tires switched over. I did that on Monday.
That's for your boat truck, the one you pull your boat with?
Yeah, right.
The old rust bucket.
The old rust bucket.
The rust bucket, baby.
Yeah, buddy, I got some new wheels, and well, they're junkyard rims, but no, they're in good shape, and they're holding air, and that's the main thing. Oh boy, I was getting tired of going out there every other day and airing up those tires. But anyway, they're gone. Got that took care of, and it seems like Tuesday and Wednesday, just watching the weather and the tides started building up on Tuesday. Man, I mean, way up in the yard, we had to park our truck up on the street. So, but you know, with the tides being that high, I really had my doubts about fishing. I had a trip yesterday, and I was going, boy, what am I going to do, man? You got water everywhere. This marsh is just flooded, man. So normally when it does that, it scatters to fish to everywhere. You know what I mean? It just, it can make it tough. Well, that wasn't the case yesterday. I had a family. There were brothers, three brothers and a friend. So there was four of them. They asked me if I would put four on the boat, and I said, well, you may have to check me into a mental institution after we're over with. Like, yeah, I'll put four of you on the boat, because they all knew each other. They were all, like I said, three of them were brothers, and one of them from the hill country, a couple of them from other places. But we're using live shrimp and doing some drifting, drifting across shell, and it was probably about 3 foot of water. 2.5-3 foot of water, just making long drifts, and the trout, it was unbelievable, Captain Mickey. I can't tell you the last time I had that kind of a bite. And I mean, we were using shrimp, but underneath the popping corn.
Shrimp, sir. It doesn't matter, shrimp, artificials, whatever. The bite's good, it's good, man.
It was good, buddy. I know. If you was on the water between 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock, or 7 and 10 o'clock, it was an early bite, and they went off. I mean, I had four of them. All four of them had a fish on at the same time. This little man right here was busy. I was quite busy. I said, all right, hold up. Somebody's got to take a break. You know, with somebody say, I'll grab him a beer, or grab him a Coke or something, give this old man a break. So, but it was nothing over. They caught one 22-incher, and took a picture real quick, let her go. He said, but we got a tag for it. I said, no, you don't have a tag for that fish.
Waste a tag on that.
Yeah, you know, you got one. You got a tag for a fish over 25 inches. You know, if you want to. Something between 25 and 35, you can tag it, but they're not going to let you tag a 21 or 22 inch. I just don't see that happening, because everybody and their brother would be doing it, you know.
Well, but you only have one tag.
You got one. And,
better opportunity and a better fish than a 22 inch trout.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But, we took a quick picture and let that babe go, and, let her go lay some eggs, and just proceeded. It was fast and furious. I put them 3 quarts of bait on that boat, and they had just a handful or two left by the time we got off the water, like 11 o'clock, you know. So three and a half hours of fishing. They had 12 trout, nothing over 18 inches, nothing under 17. They were all... You know, if a small trout like that can have some shoulders, they had shoulders.
They were just good, solid slot fish, man. That's amazing, because everybody I know yesterday, the bite was on. You know, everybody caught them. You know that I talked to.
Well, I'm just so glad that it worked out the way it did, because now the forecast and I walked out on the front porch a while ago and already blowing 18 to 20. I did my fishing, and I'm just kind of huddled up for the weekend, but no, man.
It's going to even blow north tomorrow too. It's going to crank tomorrow.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's May, man. Wind.
But we'll take it. It dried up the humidity for a couple of days there this week. And that's the main thing.
Still any storms during the night? I had some wake me up, the thunder, but I don't know how much rain I got.
Not last night. Well, it seems like we had some lightning just up in the area. I mean, up in the distance, you could see it.
Yeah.
But no, we escaped a bullet yesterday.
Well, it looked like South Texas got some really good, much-needed rain again yesterday.
Well, good. Yeah, good for those folks down there. I know they need it.
They really do.
No, they need it. We our bay, like I said, the tides have been bulled up, water everywhere. But the temperature, I think, was running around 77, 78 degrees yesterday in the bay where we were in shallow water. So the water is coming up. The clarity was, it was all right. It wasn't too bad. I mean, for all the wind blowing every direction in the world, it's amazing that we found anything fishable. But you could see little spots in the water, like as we were drifting, and we would see little mud balls, kind of, you know, little different changes in the water and just anything. I was looking for anything, but you didn't have to look very far. And that bite tapered off about 10:30. Yeah, those guys already had all they wanted, man. They said, "Hey, Captain, we go hit the shade and clean some fish, take some pictures." And I said, yeah, I'm for that too. So they had a great time. And the fishing trips don't always happen like that, man. It was just a good day. I mean, I got a smile all over my face this morning.
You see any slot reds in your area, or most of them oversized and undersized?
We had one 24-inch red yesterday, and they kept that son of a gun because they wanted him on the half shell.
Right.
But no, we caught probably 15 undersized red between all. I mean, 18-inchers, you know, 16-inchers, plenty of little reds running around out there, but we only had that one keep, and put him. And then we had a sheephead about 18 inches long. And it was the biggest sheephead that I'd seen in a while. He was nibbling. He was beating over that shell, too.
Yeah.
Son of a gun, fought good. You know, you don't know what it is. Those are weird fish, man. Just looking at all those rocks in their mouth when they got that mouth wide open.
They got a grill on them, buddy, like a 56 Buick.
They could eat corn through a picket fence, man.
They could, buddy.
Those things, hey, don't get your finger in that mouth, buddy. I'm telling you. You know, they use that for crunching all those barnacles and stuff.
Right.
It's amazing the strength that the fish has in his mouth. But that is that's a miniature army tank. You talk about a heck of a fish to clean. Man, oh, man, oh, man. I've cleaned a lot of fish, but you better be careful with those spines on a sheephead. Man, they're just sticking right. They're aiming right for your knuckles as you're working that fillet knife down the center of them on the backside. But no, he wanted them in you get a little fillet. Off of a fish, 17, 18 inches, you don't get much. But you get what you get is a very nice, clean piece of meat. You know, you don't get much out of it. But so anyway, one keeper red, four limits of trout, and we even had some little golden croakers. And I didn't see any whiting, no sand trout, nothing like that yesterday.
No panfish.
Plenty of undersized specks, too.
Yeah.
They probably caught 10 or 15 undersized specks. But it was on for the keepers, man. It was no problem.
That's good.
And everyone... 17-inch, 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 17-inch. Man, I was going, this is awesome, buddy. I mean, anyway, have a great day on the bay. Bait camps are holding bait. Everything looks good down here. Flags are flying. But if I don't get to talk to anybody, hopefully I'll talk to you on Sunday. But happy Mother's Day early for everybody. I'm going to go ahead and say that.
Yeah, we'll be here. We'll be here.
Yes, sir.
I'll be knocking on your door.
Right on.
4 o'clock
good
call, baby.
Good. I'll be there.
All right, Hammer. Well, hey, if somebody wants to call you about coming over and fishing the Tri-Bay area, give them a number, my friend.
Yes, sir. They can reach me at 713-208-0683, man. Y'all have a great day, Captain Mickey.
All right, Glenn. See you, man.
Thank you, buddy.
Okay, that's the Hammer over in the Tri-Bay area. You know, folks, the 36th annual CCA Texas Star Tournament, that's right around the corner. That's going to kick off Memorial Day weekend. It'll run all summer long till Labor Day. And it's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. So sign up today. Take advantage of over $2 million in prizes and scholarships for inshore and offshore divisions. They'll be releasing 120 tagged redfish in inshore Texas waters with other species to fish for like gafftop, drum, and sheephead. You can offshore fish for great prizes when you catch red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. So go to startournament.org for rules, entry, and prize information. And the Star is brought to you by great sponsors like Mercury Marine, Lone Star Beer, Hall Power Polaris, Mouty Boats, Texas Fish and Game Magazine, ABC 13, Cryptek, and Coastline Trailers. So go to startournament.org, call 713-626-4222, sign up today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 4:18 here in the Bayou City. Let's run up to Fayette County now. Let's check in with our good friend, Bob Green, see what he's up to. Good morning, Bob. What's up?
Oh, we're up. That's for sure. I'm getting ready to head out here in just a few minutes.
There you go.
At least the weather kind of straightened out after about Tuesday, I guess.
Yeah.
But we finally got enough rain up here to fill some of the ponds up. There's the tanks. I mean, I was down 5 foot. Now it looks like I'm only about 2 foot low.
Goodness.
But we got like 6 inches. I got which day last week and another 3.5 or 4 a couple of days later. So, but it soaked right up, you know, out in the yard and all. So, but we needed it. So, good thing. The lake still... Well, let's see. It's about 4 inches below the dock right now, and it hadn't been up because they had been pumping in it before the rains got here. So
right,
it's all good. And that rain kind of spried them fish. Got them a little spryer, you know. I mean, that water, all that rain hit it, kind of got it oxygenated a little better too. So. But we're still pretty much doing the same thing right now. That early morning bite, you got to get there pretty early for it. And that doesn't seem to last, you know, maybe an hour if you're lucky. And this morning may last a little longer because I didn't think they had any rain forecasted for today, but we got just a little bit during the night. So we'll see what happened today. Of course, I like that little overcast sky till about 9 o'clock.
So yeah, I think
we'll see what it does.
Going in about 25-30% just to cover themselves in case you get any little pop ups behind this ridge that went through.
Oh well,
again yeah. Last night. So
carry the raincoat. Just yeah. Keep it handy.
Just
sit on it.
Now they're calling for a pretty stiff north breeze down here along the coast. Today
it was showing somewhere around 12 by noon or 11 by noon.
Up your way?
Yeah, and that's going to cut out a lot of fishing holes, too. Be tucking away here by about 9:30, probably.
Right.
And dragging a half-ounce rig around to keep the wind loop out of it. But right now, we're staying on traps and chatterbaits, you know, right. till about 9. I mean, one day we actually stayed on it. It was a little overcast. We stayed on it till after 9, nearly 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping for one of those kind of days. Get your little rush first thing in the morning. But colors really don't seem to matter. They're hitting it as a reaction strike, chasing right. some shad. But they're not chasing shad near like they should be this time of year. And they really haven't. I think the first part of March, I saw them chasing more shad than they are now. Now, they're spitting shad up.
Sure.
Yeah, when you catch one of them, so you know they're eating it, and everywhere you go, you see shad on the graph. So it's been an unusual year, to say the least. You know, compared to what it had been.
Oh, I'm with you on that one.
Now you'll talk somebody that you know we'll catch. You know, some numbers of fish like we used to, but it's not every day. You know, I mean, it's
yeah, it's not near as consistent, is it?
No, it's just most everybody that fishes here regular knows that. So, well.
How about last week? You were catching them two at a time on baits.
No, yeah, front hook and back hook.
That's thick right there, man. You were reeling through schools, buddy.
And that didn't last for about, but those two casts, you know.
Yeah, but still.
And they were back to back. So
that tells you there's a lot of fish there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and they'll move. They'll start shallow, and then they'll move out a little ways, and then they'll come back in, and some days you can just sit in one spot. Other days you just have to keep, you know, moving around a little bit, and usually in the general same area. But
right,
they got a mind of their own this year, it seems like. So I'm just wondering. Water temperature is already up to 82 degrees. I thought I saw 84 yesterday.
Right.
It felt like it on my head when my hat came off. I know that.
Yeah, you're usually
any hair
always
there
about
protected.
4 to 6 degrees higher than we are down here most of the time. Pretty consistent.
Yeah, and when it seemed like that, when that ride, when you come back to the boat rim, feels like you can feel the heat off that asphalt there.
Oh,
that little walk from the boat where you've been, you know, moving 10 feet or so. And get them legs.
The doldrums of summer is you get in and clean your catch, you know, and then you go to pull your boat out of the water, and you walk across that parking lot and just go, man, this is putrid. Trucks.
Yeah, y'all have all that to do, so at least ours is just kind of getting out of the boat and putting it on the trailer and running at AC full speed.
There you go.
But I know when I opened that door day before last, whatever it was, that heat just poured out of that door.
Knock you down.
So, yeah. Crank it up and get out and let it cool off. But it's pretty much right now what I said about the crankbaits first, and then it's either Carolina rig or Texas rig of some kind.
Right.
In color, I mean, it's been watermelon red, red bug.
Shocking.
It's a little bit, get it in the, just get it into one of them. And the biggest we had day before yesterday was 5'8", which is pretty decent fish coming up out of 14 foot of water. Mm-hmm. They've got some pull on. And even the little fish right now are just, you set the hook on one of them, you swear you're going to be 4 or 5 pounds, and it comes up.
I know it. I got into school trout like that, I don't know, 3 weeks ago. And, man, they fought like tide runners, but they weren't. But they were just, you know, good solid 17 to 20 inch fish, and man, pull and drag. I said, look at this.
Well, it's the grass is down, but there's certain areas where if you get into some grass, You know, and of course, I got my opinion on what's happening to grass over the, over those nets being dragged across it looking for tilapia. So nobody's going to tell me that they hadn't destroyed some of that grass. You know, they can say all that you want, but you see a couple of boats go through there and dump people out dragging nets with half ounce or ounce weights on the bottom of it. It's going to destroy some grass. So,
yeah. No, I but if you find last time I was up there fishing, I couldn't believe all the people cast netting tilapia and stuff on the shoreline. That's nasty.
Yeah, it's just crazy. I mean, but then that's something if they sign petitions stuff like that, but it looks like there's nothing going to get done with it.
No, I ain't going to do that.
And you're not going to hear anybody from the Texas Parks defended or not defended one way or the other.
Yeah, they're going to hang neutral.
Yep. Yeah, well, most everybody here knows what's going on, so they don't believe anything that, you know, positive about it.
How many bass you think they're catching them nets and brim?
Oh, I sit there and watched one the other day. He must have had at least three bass in one little spot. And then he was waving like, "Do you want these?" And I just kind of shook my head, you know.
Well, let me illegally catch these fish and I'll give them to you.
Yeah, right.
I mean, put them back in the lake.
Texas Parks and Wildlife are doing what, and now they're doing what they can to keep checking them. Mm. But gosh, you'll see five people my size in a little 12-foot aluminum boat heading out, and the wind just picked up to 20 miles an hour.
Yeah, you got that about 2 inches of freeboard on that boat, one wave over the side, they're all going down.
Yeah, there was one that, there wasn't enough freeboard to even tell. If there was a little wave come by, they just disappeared. Oh, well, you must think it's worth it.
Yeah, we had some guys do that up in the top end of Trinity Bay years back. They put in at McCullum Park with some little tiny skiff-like deal, and there was three or four of them in it, and that boat was probably good for one or two. And they got out there deep, and the wind came up. They looked for them the whole week, recover them. Mm. They all drowned. That was terrible.
Well, you know, there's been two or three that's drowned up here. One decided to walk across with waders, a deeper area. That was a mistake. And then they had a boat that was coming out of the discharge over there somewhere that they lost a couple. And they check them. The game wardens, they check them all the time up there. I mean, they'll wait for them because they're always going to find something, either no life jackets or overloaded.
No fire extinguisher.
Oh, none of that.
No kill switch.
No. Not all the stuff we have to have. So.
Right.
I think that the you got to keep that kill switch hooked up anytime the engine's running. That's been an effect for several years.
Anytime you got it here and running, you got to have the lanyard on.
Yeah. I just put a loop in the end of it and put it over my wrist.
That's what I do.
And that way, because I'm bad about not putting a life jacket on.
So. The other day, I didn't think about it and took off and go, oh, man, I'm running without my lanyard. Had to slide it on while I was running.
Yeah. It's easy to forget, and you just got to practice.
It kind
of like
well,
a seatbelt in your vehicle.
Years without it, you know?
Yeah, I know it.
Old habits are hard to break.
I still remind myself every once in a while because I'm bad about, like you just said, easing out of the dock. You know, after you offload it, let it sit there for a while, and you just forget about it when you get back in. So,
right.
Have to remind us. Old habits.
Hard to break.
Hard to break. I'm going to be heading out here in just a little bit, so.
Well, it sounds like you got your little issue with your boat resolved anyway.
Yeah, I mean, knock on wood. I'm not even going to say it. You know how that works.
That way you won't
shoot
yourself.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. But, yeah, it was actually some simple things, but simple things, when it don't start, makes it a terrible thing.
Yeah. It ain't got no gas in it.
Oh, well, that day it revved up so daggum high you couldn't put it in gear without tearing something up. Trying to load it. Worst part is trying to load that sucker on the trailer with no propulsion, using strictly a trolling motor to get it up on there. So, but I'm getting used to that trolling motor. I just hadn't quite figured out the remote yet to be confident with it.
It'll come. But I sure like it.
Hold it. Yeah. If it's as friendly as a TV remote, I'd probably know it by now.
I can do the TV remote with my eyes closed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got the buttons wore off of it.
Yeah.
Hoping we hit it this morning before the wind gets up.
I got you. Well, good luck on that. I was looking at all the wind map on Fish Weather, and it over your way, it looks like 6 and 7 miles an hour. Down here, it's 20 and 25 everywhere. That's crazy. And it's coming from your direction, out of the north.
Like I said, I just came out from the garage, and it's not puffing at all right here. But, that's 25 crazy. Miles from here. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we'll do what we can do.
Okay, Bob. Well, hey, throw out your number and everything. Somebody wants to come up and fish Fayette County.
It's 281-460-9200. And wish everybody a happy Mother's Day out there this weekend.
That'll do it. I appreciate it, Bob. Thank you. Hey, have a good weekend, buddy. Weekend. See you, man.
All right. Y'all too. Bye-bye.
All right. That's Bob Green up at Fayette County. Well, the 36th Annual CCA Texas Star Tournament, that's right around the corner. It'll crank off Memorial Day weekend, run all summer long through Labor Day, and it's brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. Sign up today and take advantage of over $2 million in prizes and scholarships for inshore and offshore divisions. There'll be 120 tagged redfish released in inshore Texas waters. That'll give you a chance for a truck and boat package and other divisions to fish in, like for great prizes when you catch not only the tagged redfish, but gaff top, drum, and sheephead. And offshore, you can fish for red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. So go to startournament.org for rules, entry, and prize information. And the CCA Star, it's brought to you by great sponsors like Whataburger, Showwater Boats, Mustang Cat, Dargle Boats, Transport Boats, Haney Boats, Chris's Marine, and McLean Trailers. Go to startournament.org or call 713-626-4222. Get signed up today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 437 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run over Matagorda way now and check in with Captain Tommy Alexander this morning. Good morning, Tommy boy. What's up, man?
Oh, what's up, Mickey?
Just the wind.
It's the wind. Well,
What are you up to?
Getting ready. getting ready. We got our Bink's got a big group today and tomorrow, so we're all doing that deal. Out of the lodge.
Well,
so see how this wind treats us for it. I don't know. I didn't know. I mean, I saw it earlier. You know, in the week it was saying it was supposed to be light today, and then it just got harder and harder each day.
Yeah, that's it's hard to plan ahead or look ahead these days. You know, forecast or just they're just forecast. It's not etched in stone.
No, I didn't fish yesterday, but I did hear some people caught fish yesterday.
Yeah. I think the bite was good yesterday for everybody,
That's what I heard, especially the wade fishermen. They've been, some of the guys waiting, all week long have caught them pretty good.
Right.
Been some pretty solid wade catches. The drifting's been up and down. You know, you hear one day it'll be all right.
I can only imagine that with all this wind we've been having. It makes it tough to boat fish.
Oh, man. It kicked my butt about 3 days in a row. I mean, I had to hide out in some little nooks and crannies. I found a little flounder hole and ended up catching, I don't know, out of two different days, I caught like six flounder out of this one little hole.
Right.
So I just kind of been messing with those flounder and catching some drum and a few redfish is what I did for the last 3 days I fished. Yeah. Haven't been real great, but have caught some pretty decent flounder, which I haven't caught a lot of flounder in a while. That's the most flounder I've caught in a long time.
Yeah, coast-wide, all up and down the coast, a lot of flounder being caught just by trout fishermen, you know, trout fishing, just stumbling up on flounder here or there, and some pretty nice ones, too.
Yeah, we had some decent ones. We had some good flounder and lost another good one at the boat.
Ain't nothing like fresh fried flounder fillets. Pretty darn good.
Yeah. So we're going to see what the north wind change or what it's going to do to us or for us.
Yeah.
Today and tomorrow. And then next week I'll be kind of mixed back and forth. I got a couple saltwater trips, and then we got our championship tournament next Saturday the 17th. So
right,
we'll be up there fishing Friday and Saturday both for that. So hopefully the weather is pretty decent next Friday and Saturday for that. I think it is. I mean, the long range is showing okay anyway.
Yeah. For whatever reason, down your way, y'all aren't as strong of winds as we are up here right now.
I think I showed 12 earlier. But it's weird because, you know, it seems like it's harder for, you know, this is not normal, but usually it's harder down here than it is in Bay City. But it seems like it was harder in Bay City. Like the flags in Bay City were popping. Like it looked like it was really blowing in Bay City more than down here. I don't know. It's kind of like it looks like a northeast.
Yeah, some stations are showing kind of a north-northeast. Others are due north. A couple of them are northwest.
Yeah.
It's wagging around.
But I think it is supposed to, you know, get harder for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Supposed to kick up.
I was surprised by tomorrow's forecast of stronger winds than today.
Yeah, I saw that too. The last time I looked at it, tomorrow was really hard originally. Tomorrow was like 20 to 30.
Yeah, crazy weather,
I think,
man.
It might have lowered a little, but still, it was harder tomorrow than today.
Yep, did y'all get much rain out of this, well, the last few events?
Yeah, we've gotten a couple different, you know, a couple times it rained hard and it didn't rain and it wasn't supposed to, and then it did rain hard, and when it was supposed to, it didn't rain. We even had a few. There was some hail in Bay City too, around Bay City and down through Missouri. There was a couple days it hailed.
Mm-hmm.
So it was definitely some weird weather. My house got some pretty good amount of rain, for right. sure. You know, and I heard the rivers. Well, the Brazos is already kind of running.
Yeah, I heard the Brazos is going to be roaring. But
I heard the Colorado's fixing to be roaring too. Somebody told me that they got a bunch of water up the Colorado somewhere. I heard it was coming down it. Hadn't got here yet, I don't think, but I heard it was coming.
Yeah, all my stuff's running over my way too, man.
Well, in the Colorado,
pretty much bank
you know,
on it every May, it seems like, you know.
I heard they were letting water out of Conroe now. Somebody said they let out. Because a friend of mine fished 2 days in a row, or fished like Sunday, and then went back again yesterday. And he said the lake was like 7 inches lower from Sunday to yesterday. So they had let out water.
They're turning it loose. Richard was getting nervous because he thought, man, if it gets up to 143 or whatever their cutoff is, they close the lake down, you know. But they didn't have to. It got close, though.
Yeah, they were letting it out.
Lake Livingston's still hanging there, just a little bit less than 2 feet above pool, and they're dumping out almost 50,000 this morning. So it's not good for my backyard. What has been, though? Cursed, dude. Cursed.
Yeah, you get that fresh water all the time now. I mean, nowadays you do.
Yeah, it's been about 10 years straight of this stuff.
Mm.
Wish there was a way.
Maybe our wind will stay down.
We could bottle that up and give it to the people that don't get it. That's just a lot of wasted water just flowing out.
There's lakes that are closed, completely closed across Texas.
I'm telling
I think you. Choke Canyon's still closed. Canyon Lake's still closed. I mean,
I did hear something yesterday. Somebody was telling me that a friend of theirs was finally able to get his boat up close to his pier and dock at Canyon. And he hadn't been able to do that, you know, for a while.
Yeah.
It did come up some, and I think Texoma came up.
I know, as far as I know, Choke Canyon's still closed on all the tournaments. Got rescheduled all to Coleto Creek.
Right. Coleto Creek.
There was like two tournament trails that fished Choke Canyon a lot, and they redid everything to Coleto.
Right.
For this year. So we're going to see if the wind, hopefully it lets us have a good day.
Well, I hope so for you.
Or maybe it doesn't start blowing until later on. Give us
for
a good
people
morning
you're
anyway.
Taking. Yeah, it just. But that's fishing, man. You book it and you go through it and take it. Just, you know, it's either hit or miss.
Yeah, it's been a lot of misses this year.
Yeah, there has. Been a little strange, brother.
been a little weird. So many different directions. I mean, it's like one day it's 20 out of the one direction. It's just every day it's different. It's been pretty relentless.
Did you ever hear any more out of that big old trout carcass you took or sent me a picture of?
No, I haven't heard anything else. I meant to ask him or send him a message last week and I forgot. See what he had heard or what they had done with it. But no, I haven't heard anything back.
Well, that was a giant. It was definitely a trout, the way I looked at it.
It looked like it to me. The top jaw definitely.
Well,
lip,
you could tell
jaw,
by the head and the jaw and lip line and everything. And then, and then the fins on the back and the way the tail was configured, that was definitely a giant
trout. It definitely
trout,
looked like
man.
A trout. I said, you know, 41 inches is pretty big.
41 inches is a mammoth.
And, you know, it said it was probably bigger than, it was probably 42, you know, when it was, if it was alive with all its skin and meat.
Yeah.
You know, I bet it was 42.
Man.
What I'm thinking.
Well, I'd love to see somebody catch one like that. just to see.
Yeah, I just wish I knew when it died, or you know, like how long it'd been dead, or when it. That's what I want to know. See,
I love talking big trout.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. In the middle of East Bay, still got some big ones if it, the wind would let us get back out there. I mean, we were catching good ones the last that it was calm before we started getting blowed out every day.
Yeah.
They're out there for sure. See.
Well, any new...
I know our lower river looked beautiful day before yesterday. I don't know where exactly it was coming in from, but the whole lower river was green and beautiful.
Oh, I bet with all these bull tides, all this water being pumped in with these winds we've been getting.
Yeah, but the beach didn't look that good. That's what was surprising. You know, the beach was off color, but the river was beautiful.
Yeah, I can only imagine beachfront, all the giant waves. You know, it's cool down south down there. That surf stays clean even though it's giant waves. Different sand, you know.
Same with their bays. It can blow 40 and it still stays green.
I don't know. We covered a lot of water when I was down there this week, and it looked like coffee creamer.
Did it? It was still muddy?
Oh, it was just too much wind.
Yeah.
You know, you had some pockets of decent water, you know, to wade fish on shorelines. But for the most part, that was about it.
Yeah, we definitely got a lot of wind happening this year.
I got a text from a guy wanting to know the story about that big trout skull. It wasn't a skull. It was the entire skeleton.
Yeah, the whole entire body.
And Tommy didn't find it. It was a friend of yours. No.
Yes.
And found it on the shoreline. But picked it up and took a picture of it. That was...
They kept it. Yeah. It was East Matagorda Bay. Yeah, it was the whole entire body.
Still intact.
Crazy looking. Yeah, still intact. Definitely crazy looking.
Yeah. Very seldom see that.
And big.
Maybe the coons or coyotes or something will tear it all up.
I know. That's what was so weird. That's why I was really wanting to know how long it'd been there. Like, how long had that been managed to stay intact?
Mm-hmm. You know, that could have been from the freeze or, you know, it could have been from a lot of things. Burn boat could have hit it in the head.
Yeah.
Who knows? But it's a good conversation piece. It's giant.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, it's a cool deal.
Yeah, I'm...
Yeah.
I remember years ago, I'll have to ask Cliff about this tomorrow when I talk to him. I remember somebody caught a giant trout down in Corpus years back, and they froze it in a block of ice at the ice house or something so they could display it so everybody could see it.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
That's cool. Froze are solid.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. That's a good mount. Fresh mount.
Yeah. Fresh mount.
I don't know. I remember seeing the netters back in the day, you know, with some 36s and 37-inch trout. And I can only imagine what a 40-plus would look like. Jeez.
I don't even know if I can imagine. That's massive.
That's a mammoth.
Yeah, that's a massive trout.
Especially for up here. You know, our fish don't get as long as those fish down south do.
Right. Yeah, can you imagine what it weighed?
Yeah, because our girth up here is a lot better. You know, shoulder-wise.
Yeah, East Matagorda Bay's got some thick fish.
Well, they're like our fish here and Sabine's fish. Yeah. You know, they're just a good, thick, heavy bodies on them.
Yeah.
You know, those trout in Trinity Bay, those big trout we used to catch back in the day, it looked like they almost had pinheads on them because the bodies were so massive, and with their mouth closed, you know, and everything, it just made their heads look so small.
Yeah.
And then down south, when you catch a big one, the heads and the tails are the biggest part of the fish.
Wonder why that is.
Probably just a little bit different DNA of fish, way I think. A little different strain. Might have something to do with the super saline down there, as salty as that water is. Who knows?
Yeah.
The mystique of the big speckled trout.
Yep. Sure is.
Makes for good conversation.
Yep, I'd like to catch one like that.
I mean, when all you guys are sitting around, do y'all ever talk about big trout?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes. Talk about the, you know, junk we used to catch.
Yeah.
But yeah, we definitely do.
Years gone by.
Look at old, the other day, me and guy down here named Glenn, we were looking at a bunch of our old pictures, you know, went through a bunch of old stuff, you know, all some of our old catches where everybody, you know, just had tons of trout. Man, it's just kind of, it's funny to look at some of those old pictures, how it used to be. Yeah, when it, just when depressing. Just what you could keep, it, you know, was so different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't see that anymore. Stringers with 30 and 40 trout on them. You just can't, and you can't do it anyway. Even if it, even if you could catch them, and you know, you can't legally do it, so you just don't see that.
Back the way in the day, we go, pictures. Well, don't string more than you can lift in the boat.
Yeah.
Yep, my guiding career, I guess I've gone from no limits to 20, and then 10, 5, and 3.
And 3.
It's hard to, yeah. It's just hard to fathom that.
Just different, anyway.
Yeah, it is.
And the wade fish, you know, I used to wade fish so, all the time, and now I don't do that at all, hardly.
Everybody goes down south to wade.
Used to be all we did for the most part.
That's true. Never lost any days either.
No.
That's a good thing about wade fishing. You can always get out of the element and make the most of a day. Have a fair shot at them anyway.
And I don't remember it blowing this hard like it does nowadays anyway. I don't remember 30,
I remember
40
some
miles
years,
an hour.
Some springs we had some winds, but not as bad as we have here lately, this pattern we've been in, weather pattern. Pretty.
And then I remember it used to get hot in the summer, and you'd pray for a breath of air.
Yeah.
And now it's like southwest at 20 every day.
Yeah, the old dreaded southwesterly flow.
Yeah, and I remember it used to be no wind. You know, it was just, it'd get July and August would get no wind.
Sultry. Couldn't even breathe.
And I don't remember that had happened in a while. Shit. Now it's just southwest hard all the time.
All right, Tommy. I got to run, man. If somebody wants to come down to Matagorda and fish with you, give them a number, my friend.
Yes, sir. Facebook's Tommy Alexander, but phone's always the best. 979-709-8242.
Well, y'all have good luck with that big group today. Hope it works out.
Yeah, we're going to check it out today and tomorrow. So.
All right. Later, man.
All right. Later,
man. All right, see you, Tommy. All right, it's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.